Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment. That allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. So you can call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700, and we'll give you personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee and know that certain restrictions apply, and there are details on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, we have the first ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline. It's called the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. Simply dial 716-631-4800. You can enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with the choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. All automatically and just that fast, anytime in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As we've discussed, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods. We have a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for their next home. If you or anyone else have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. And as a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, through a Hunt agent, will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan, and ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 on your cell phone, or text us at 3930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a terrific show for you today. Joining me on Our House this morning are Matt Paul and Ryan Devon. Both are licensed real estate salespersons working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. Welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for joining me on this cold, wintry Saturday morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Susan.
It's great to have you both here. Matt, you've been with us on the radio before, and Ryan, this is your first time, so thank you for joining us. I guess it beats being out there waiting for the snow to fall and having to shovel your driveways, right?
Exactly. Oh, definitely.
So both of you are real estate professionals. You've been working with buyers and sellers in the industry for several years. This market is shaping up to be a really exciting market this time of year. January and February have, you know, historically been thought of as quiet times in real estate, but we're not seeing that. We're seeing that there's a lot of activity in the marketplace right now, and I think, Matt, you can tell us a little bit about your experience, what you're seeing out there.
Absolutely, yeah. It hasn't slowed down a little bit during the holiday time, you know, between Christmas and New Year's, but it's been really, really hot. I encountered 30 offers on a property I put offers in on a couple weeks ago, and all the open house traffic has been the same as the spring. So I think the nice weather that we've had has contributed to that. And you know, I feel like it is definitely the lack of inventory. It's still a great time to sell your house.
So obviously this weekend might not be the high traffic open house
weekend.
It could be a I guess, a perk for someone who might be looking to avoid some of those multiple offer situations for new houses that got on the market. I guess this would be a good weekend to get out there and get in those open houses if they're accessible.
Absolutely.
We'll see what Mother Nature brings in terms of weather. But, Brian, we have been experiencing nice weather, and I guess that does drive traffic for buyers out to look at houses on the weekends at open houses. But ideally, we would suggest that people not wait for those open houses, right? There's the possibility if somebody waits for an open house next week for a new listing, the house could already be under contract.
Yeah, definitely. I have seen some open houses being canceled just because people are going in, you know, with real estate agents prior to the open houses, and they're going under contract because, you know, the market is still hot and people want to get in there right away still.
So we have this dilemma in terms of helping people to understand the market, because we hear these multiple offer situations. Matt, you put an offer in for clients on a property with 30 other offers.
Total. Yeah.
So 29 people are losing out on a property that obviously they had tremendous interest in. Mm-hmm. So people hear those stories and they think, oh, I don't know if I want to get involved in the real estate market. That's the exception. The 30 houses are the exception.
Yeah.
But the norm is there is a lot of buyer interest out there, and there are fewer listings on the market, correct?
Yeah, and it's pocket specific, as we were talking, you know, earlier. Different areas like Ellicottville has been a little bit slower, you know, multiple reasons as to why. But and the offer that I put in was in the North Buffalo Black Rock area, which is a very hot market right now. So, you know, they're each within our Western New York market. There are, you know, hotter and cooler areas, so to speak. But for the most part, this the lack of inventory overall is really what's driving, you know, there's more buyers and sellers, so that's what's driving it.
And that's the positive part of the message is, mm-hmm. is you need to have buyers in order to drive the real estate market. Ryan, when we talk about pockets, I imagine it's not just neighborhoods where there's differentials between the interest and how hot the market is, but it also has to be in terms of price point too. Some of the houses that are in the higher price ranges don't have as many buyers that are out there looking. So are we seeing that there's differentiation in the marketplace based on price?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the houses at the higher price point, they are sitting a little bit longer. And then the houses anywhere from, you know, 150 to 250,000, they do tend to go quicker. A lot of millennials are out there looking for their first home, and those do go quicker.
I always forget the actual definition of the millennial, the age, you know, the date of birth that breaks it, because clearly I am not a millennial. You two chuckle, and this is radio, so not everyone can see how old I am, but I'm glad that entertained you guys. You two are closer in age mm-hmm. to millennials, thus the chuckling. When we talk about millennials, those are people that are really bringing the new home buyers, or they're representing many of the new home buyers and bringing that demand to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So there's more and more of them that are out there looking for the right properties. And I would imagine that you two have had some success matching people in that millennial age range with their first homes.
Absolutely. And I find, too, they tend to be real tech savvy, you know, definitely do a lot of searching and in-depth searching on their own as well as what we do. And, you know, the technology is amazing. And, you know, from what I grew up with, it was, you know, we had computers and computer class, but nothing is, you know, intricate as what the technologies are now for the kids. And even I have three kids, and my kids know more about this stuff and how to download and how to get in and out of different, you know, programs quicker. So I think that's an advantage to them, you know, because they can really do a lot of searching and find out a lot of information without having, you know, to use a realtor. But it is very important to speak with us first, and then we can help guide and lead the way and find information that's good too, because as we know, you know, a lot of the Zestimates and things out there are just completely inaccurate.
And I think that's important for people to be aware of, because information in and of itself can be helpful, but it can also be overwhelming, and it can also be inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
So the role of a real estate professional is to, with their expertise, evaluate information that's available about properties that are out there and help clients to establish the correct budget for themselves, to establish what it is that they're really looking for and whether or not those houses can meet their needs, but also have good bone structure in terms of the mechanicals, in terms of the resale value. You know, oftentimes people are attracted to the houses that, you know, look perfect, but maybe it's cosmetic and there are some things that they need to be aware of. Ryan, I'm sure you've encountered that, where people have done their research online and they've seen a house pop up and they say, this is my dream house. I want to see it. And you take them over to the house and it's just not the house for them.
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time. Pictures can be deceiving, that's for sure. A lot of times, you know, may make a room look bigger, or, you know, they don't mention anything about the structure or the roof, and you only see what's in the picture. So a lot of times, you know, you do need to call up a professional and actually get out to the house and, you know, look, see it with your own two eyes.
And sometimes it's not just the visual aspect of it, but let's say somebody is looking for a house and they love the house and it's terribly charming and it has the right number of bedrooms that they need, but it only has one bath and it's in an area where all of the houses that sell have two baths. So maybe somebody's thinking, well, we don't need that right now. It fits our circumstances. We're only going to be in this house for a couple years. When we need additional bathrooms, we'll just put that house on the market and sell it. Well, then you have the challenge then of trying to sell that house with the one bedroom a couple years down the road. And they've overpaid for it because they paid a price that was comparable to the house across the street or down the street. Yeah. And that's where those, I think, Zestimates or other valuation tools can be deceiving, because it doesn't provide any kind of background information or information, forecasting information about what it might mean to sell that house in the future. I'm sure, Matt, you've had to have those conversations with people.
Yeah, quite often. But it's normal. And you know, it's, again, with the overload of information, there's always going to have to be some deciphering through it and to find out what the true facts are and things. So
what is the first thing that you would recommend if you ran into someone who you went to school with or you knew socially or in your prior careers, and said, you know, I'm thinking about buying a house, but, you know, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to do it a year from now. What would be the advice that you might give to them in terms of where to start?
Well, I'd ask first if they had a house. You know, if the first-time home buyer, it's a little different than if you do have a house and you need to get that ready to sell. You know, so if it's the circumstance where they don't have a house and it's a first-time home buyer, I would have them first kind of give me an area where they're looking to be. I would connect them with a loan officer, and I would get them to start preparing, and they might need to increase their credit a little bit or pay off some debt or you know, something along those lines to make themselves a better position as a buyer and to get a lower rate. So I'd point them in that direction, and then I would just start telling them to go to open houses on their own and kind of get a feel for the areas that they'd like to be in, the style and size of home. And then once they're ready and they get approved, then I would take them out and start aggressively showing them houses.
And I think what we've been seeing, Ryan, the National Association of Realtors has done some surveys of home buying trends, and it looks like people are spending about 18 months thinking about buying a house in terms of the total cycle. When they start to identify the need and start thinking about what their options might be. But it's really not until the last 3 months prior to purchasing the house where they're actively pursuing the home purchase. So what Matt was describing, you know, helping people to sort of get a sense for where they might want to live and what type, what style of house, what type of neighborhood, what they can afford. If they're doing that 18 months ahead of time, and then that last 90 days would seem like it would be a pretty intensive period of helping them to find the right house. How do you meet with clients? How do you show them houses? It seems like a lot can be done online, but really I imagine this part of the process has to be one-on-one, individual.
Yeah, of course. I run into a lot of times where, you know, people reach out to me, whether it be on Instagram or shoot me a text, even kids, you know, I went to elementary school with. I always tell them, you know, the first step is I always ask, what's your time frame? From there, you know, I always think, I always want to get in front of them and really zone in on what they're looking for, you know, their time frame, what they're how long they want to be in the house. And then I, you know, with our interest rates right now, we're still at historically low rates. I think right now we're right around 4.5%, where a few months ago we were at 5%. And that's a big difference over, you know, a 30-year term mortgage. You know, it's never too early to start looking, especially with the interest rates right now. Just to, like, put it in perspective for our listeners, you know, you take a $200,000 house with 20% down, your loan's going to be about $160,000. That 5% a couple months ago, your interest paid on that over a 30-year term is about $150,000, where even that 0.5% less now, that 4.5%, same house, same term, you could save about $20,000.
And it does sound like, from what the forecasting that's taking place is that interest rates will rise. Right now, we're benefiting from that slight drop in interest rates. Certainly, that drop in interest rates has seen a number of increases in people that are out there in the market, not just here, but nationally. It looked like there was about a 13.5% surge as borrowers rush to take advantage of those lower interest rates across the country. Mm-hmm. And that's huge to have that kind of a spike. But it identifies the purchasing power that the lower rates bring to us. So if someone was interested in maybe accelerating that 18-month search process, maybe they're only 12 months into the process or 10 months into the process or maybe 3 months into the process, and they're looking ahead and realizing that if interest rates go up, it would allow them to purchase less of a home potentially. One thing we know is that taxes rarely go down. The cost of homes can vacillate somewhat, but when interest rates go up, it does have effect on how much people are able to contribute to their monthly payment for their home. So unless someone is purchasing their home with cash, mm-hmm. which is a small segment of the population, it does seem like the market is fairly susceptible to what's happening with the interest rate. So as agents, I'm sure you're watching that, Matt.
Yeah, and it's gone up and down, like you said. You know, the last report I heard was the end of the fourth quarter of 2018, it was supposed to go up again over 5. It ended up not. It actually is, like you mentioned, Ryan, lower than it was a couple months ago right now. So that definitely helps, you know, spike the buying, you know, activity. And I from what we've heard and what the lenders are telling us, it's going to be another year of staying right around here. I think it's going to be between 4.5% and 5.5%. Which is perfect. So
which is a great time to purchase.
Yeah, anything sub 6 is really, you know, good. I know overall it seems high, just because of how low it did go a couple of years ago. But I know my first home I bought, it was high 6s, you know, and that was over 10 years ago.
So you're gonna make me date myself and tell you that my first home that I purchased was a 10% adjustable rate mortgage. Ooh. And I sold that property 3 or 4 years later at a 13% interest rate. So So the memories of those of us that are a little older identify a 4.5% or 5% interest rate as exceptionally low.
Yes. Yeah.
So we've touched on age a couple times here. You two are not the stereotypical real estate agent that we see in the sitcoms and the movies who are the middle-aged suburban housewife. You two are a little bit younger, and you bring a lot of enthusiasm to the industry, but you've got a lot of experience behind you. Matt, you've been with Hunt for a few years now, or a little over a year or so, but you've been in the business for quite a while, and your background, you're a native of Western New York. You've had family businesses here in Western New York, and you're an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about what attracted you to real estate.
Well, I was always fascinated with real estate, and just coming from an entrepreneurial family, I realized I didn't want to essentially work for anybody else. I wanted to work for myself, so started back in as soon as I could start taking business classes in school, I did, and then I went to Niagara University for hotel management, and that was great, and I stayed local, and then I moved away for a few years, and since college, I've been in 3 different careers. I owned a construction company with my dad for a while as well, and that helped a lot, give me some background and understanding of how houses are built and what to look for. So when I go through, I'm really looking to try to protect my clients and make sure that they're buying a good home and not something that has mold or structural issues or anything like that. So, yeah, I basically, once I hurt my body and blew out my back, I decided that now's my chance to get into real estate, which is what I always wanted to do, and I absolutely love it.
I know you come from a background of customer service, the hospitality industry, and the work that you studied while you were at Niagara University. And I'm going to give a quick shout out to Dean Pratzel.
Dr. Pratzel, he was a great guy.
He is a listener, a regular listener to the show. And when he learned that you and I were working together, he reached out to me and let me know that you were a great student and now you're a great real estate agent. So we're happy to have Dr. Pratzel listening to us.
Yep.
The industry, the hospitality industry, is so similar to real estate in that it is all about customer service and taking care of people and meeting people's needs. And it would seem, you know, like those might be two disparate careers, but in fact, joining the hospitality career, real estate career, and your construction knowledge is a really great opportunity for you to tie those things together. I know you have lots of clients that you're working with, but if someone was listening today and they wanted to be able to reach out to you, to ask questions about real estate or, you know, potentially buying or selling a house, how would they reach you?
Yeah, best way to reach me is by cell phone, 716-908-5033.
And if they wanted to check you out on your website at Hunt or email you, how would they reach you?
I have a Hunt website. I have my own, MatthewJPaulRealEstate.com. I have Instagram, Matt Paul Realtor. I also on Facebook as well, so I'm pretty easy to be found.
Two first names, right?
Two first names,
Matt
exactly.
Paul. That's terrific. So, Ryan, when we come back from the break, we'll have an opportunity to hear a little bit about your background and what you can bring to the clients that you're working with. But we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the home available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services, all powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment that's available only at Hunt Mortgage, or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for all your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Matt Paul and Ryan Devon, both our licensed real estate salespersons working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Welcome back, gentlemen. Thank you again for being here on this cold and wintry day, although I think it's going to get colder and wintry-er, if that's a term, as the weekend rolls itself around. We were talking about the background of Matt Paul and how you came to be in real estate. And Ryan, I think your background is really interesting, although over the break I heard you have an even closer connection to the Hunt Williamsville Village office, or your grandmother, who's probably younger than me, was a real estate some time ago.
Yeah, she was. She used to, I actually just found this out over the Christmas break. She was working in the Williamsville office right on Main Street about 30 years ago. Real estate's kind of always been in my blood. My mom was an agent for a bit. My dad was even licensed when he was back in his 20s, and now he is an investor. So ever since a young age, he would always wake me up on those Saturday mornings and be like, hey, you want to go check out some houses? And I was always down for it. And you know,
and now you actually get paid to go out with people to check out houses, right?
Yeah, it took me a few years to smarten up and be like, hey, why aren't I showing you these houses? But yeah, it's always been in my blood. I've always, you know, loved learning about the construction of homes and you know, just how they come to be.
I think it's interesting that you both have that construction aspect. Obviously, it's probably of interest to me. I have a construction background, having been in the construction industry, building houses for over 20 years myself. I have a bias. I think it's really important that people understand how homes are constructed and what the things are to look for when you're purchasing a new home. Even though that home may be old, it's new to you, and you want to make sure to protect your investment. So I think having someone who's very knowledgeable about construction and how things fit together is important. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago at Hunt, we have a Hunt Learning Program that trains brand new agents, and we have a construction module in there because we feel it's really important that our real estate professionals are knowledgeable and are able to assist their clients. But your background specifically, I think you probably have more years of experience than I do if we total starting at your young age until your age now than my 20-some years in construction. So we could probably go head-to-head with a trivia quiz on construction here. But in terms of helping your clients, you're working with a seller now. You have a listing down in Ellicottville, I think.
Yeah, I do. If you can get down there, if the snow doesn't keep you away, I do have a condo. It is just shy of 1,000 square feet, right across from Holiday Valley. They actually, the condo association offers shuttle service to Holiday Valley. It's first floor access, 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath, fully remodeled. It really is move-in ready. The sellers are willing to keep all their furniture there if the correct buyer wants it.
Terrific. It would seem like Ellicottville would be the place to be this weekend if you're a skier, but Ellicottville is beautiful in the summertime too. So I think sometimes we tend to think about it, you know, relative to, you know, outdoor winter activities, but it's really just gorgeous there all year round. It's a fun destination. Matt, when we were talking earlier about pockets and neighborhoods where the demands were higher, Ellicottville is one of those areas that ebbs and flows in terms of the market demand. So I think it would probably be really important for people to work with a real estate agent to help them find the values, the bargains, the opportunities, as opposed to, you know, maybe just hopping down there one weekend and going through a couple open houses on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it kind of is a niche market. A lot of people that are looking down there, a lot of them are looking for second homes, or, you know, they're avid skiers, snowboarders, or they like, you know, the summertime golfing. So, yeah, it definitely is a niche down there. The houses do tend to sit a little bit longer, but that's just the market down there.
If someone is interested in that property or anything else that you've had to say today, how would they reach out to you, Ryan?
Yeah, you can give me a call, 716-946-3729. Reach out to me by email at ryan.devin, D-E-V-I-N, at huntrealestate.com. Also pretty active on social media. Feel free to follow me or shoot me a personal message on Instagram. My name's Sold by Ryan, or feel free to add me on Facebook.
Terrific. And Matt, I know you have a newer listing in Niagara County, so we're covering north and south today. What have we got up? It's in Cambria, right?
Yeah, I just put up a new one a couple days ago on Upper Mountain Road. It's 4990 Upper Mountain Road. It's a great property. The owner had been there over 20 years and did a lot of work to it. It's 1880 farmhouse that's been totally updated. There's two outbuildings that are really nice, large. The one has 14-foot ceilings, and it's perfect for woodworking or, you know, construction or any type of landscape company, or just a do-it-himselfer that likes to play outside and work with, you know, whatever type of material they want. I know the current owner welds and stuff out there, so it has proper amperage for welding, and there's even like a ceiling crane in one. I'm pretty sure that's going to be taken out of there. But the options are endless there to use it.
That does sound kind of like a unique property, not your typical, you know, cookie cutter neighborhood house.
No, this is not, and it's one that, you know, I think that, you know, people could be looking for many years to find a property like this.
And you said it's an older farmhouse.
Yep.
I think you said 1880.
1880
so
it was
that's,
built.
You know, to me, it's not that old, living in a house that was built in 1850. It sounds like kind of a new house.
Yeah.
But so it's been updated.
Yep.
And how big is it?
So it's just shy of 1,600 square feet. It's two full bedrooms, two full baths. Upstairs is kind of like a master suite, real nice walk-in closet with its own bathroom. And then the downstairs, there's a full bedroom and bathroom right off the kitchen. It has a enclosed wraparound porch with a hot tub on it. It's on over an acre, and it's really close to Lockport. It's really close to, I know from our office, it's about 25-minute drive, so, and that's right in the village of Williamsville. So it's a great location. It's farm setting. It's in the agricultural district, so you can get away with a lot in terms of the zoning for agricultural. So you're allowed to have, you know, heavy equipment outside if you'd like. I know the current owner does. So it's, you're a lot less restrictions in that area if you want to, you know, have a business running out of there.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a great property. So that's new on the market.
Yeah.
Probably not having an open house this weekend because of the weather.
No, we're not going to get an open house in this weekend, possibly next weekend. I'll know by Monday. And it's listed at $199,900. So
terrific.
It's just under 200.
Terrific. And that sounds like a property that would have quite a bit of demand on it. So open houses, we know that people like to go out and take a peek and see what's happening at the houses. Maybe, as you suggested earlier, it's a good way to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Hunt has a number of open houses that are scheduled for this weekend, but I'm just suggesting to people that they check with the listing agent to make sure that open house might still be on,
mm-hmm.
Depending on what happens with the weather. But certainly if this weekend slows people down, they should get out there next weekend, or even better yet, reach out to a real estate professional to maybe schedule an appointment to get in to see something, so you don't have to wait until an open house is rescheduled, but you could actually get in and take a look at the property with a real estate professional. And I know you two are so easy to reach, mm-hmm. and so accommodating to your clients. I would imagine that you mentioned earlier they could reach out to you on social media or
mm-hmm.
through your cell phone numbers. So I would suggest that people do that, especially if there were houses that they were hoping to get in to see this weekend that they're not able to.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that the listing inventory in Western New York, as well as across the country, has diminished. You know, we've experienced some delays because of new home construction dating back to the housing bubble and changes in regulations. So we know that this shortage is going to exist for some period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back after the break, we'll talk about why people should be out there in the market looking, why people might want to, you know, consider listing their house now. So if anyone is interested in joining us for that last segment, think of your questions, and we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. You can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm back in the studio with Matt Paul and Ryan Devin, both our licensed real estate salespersons working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office. If you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. We were talking before the break about the listing inventory and some of the challenges that it's bringing to buyers. There doesn't seem to be enough houses out there for them to meet the overall demands. But as real estate professionals, our job is to help people find the right house for them. One of the things that would make that easier is if there were more houses on the market sooner. And we're seeing that listings that might historically have waited to go on the market until April, May, or June, during those peak spring times, agents are encouraging their clients to put their houses on the market now because the buyers are out there.
Absolutely. And it's less competitive, you know, in that time frame. So,
and when you say less competitive, Matt, what do you mean by less competitive?
So, you know, again, with me mentioning that the 30 offers, that was a rare situation, but it is still happening. So, you know, it's less competitive in the sense that if you are putting your house up on the street, you're waiting in the spring, the chance of having another neighbor to have their house up on the street, yeah, it draws more attention to the street and action, but essentially you are in competition with that other listing, you know, especially if it's the same style home, size home, age, and all of that.
And I think that brings a very interesting perspective, because sometimes sellers think, well, I want to wait till all the buyers are out there. I want to wait until March or April. I'm going to get a higher price. When in fact, we've seen that's not necessarily the case, because now if you have, let's say, your 1,600 square foot farmhouse in Cambria that was built in 1880, It might be the only one in that price range in that town that's on the market right now. Yep. Fast forward to May, June. Maybe there's going to be 12 of those houses or similar properties. Maybe in some neighborhoods there's going to be 20 opportunities for buyers to look at. So when you're talking about that competition, that's actually competition with other listings, as opposed to just the number of buyers. It's always the combination of number of houses that are on the market and the buyers that are out there that determine the velocity of the market or the speed of the market, Ryan. And I think that most sellers would want to give their home the best advantage for people to be able to see that singularly instead of by having it blurred with others, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I totally agree. And to build off that, I did see, you know, some stats. I'm a numbers guy, so I always like looking at the stats. But I did. It's a bit dated now, but last week I saw that, you know, in the first 9 days of January, so from the 1st to the 9th, looks like we had 55 closed deals in Erie County. With a total sales price of about $11 million. The median list price on that was about $175,000. And the median sales price was about $169,000. So what that really means is, you know, the buyers are out there and it is competitive. So it is a good time to get your house on the market. The buyers are out there and they're paying.
I knew I loved you for a reason, Ryan. I'm a numbers gal too.
I find too that there's a lot of, I have a handful of clients that don't do any moving or, you know, buying, selling during the spring, the hot market, you know, hot, what we call hot. But for the most part, you know, they're looking on the off times and they're, you know, they're not necessarily looking for a deal, but they just don't want to get involved in that. Competition.
Well, and it's got to be frustrating if you're a buyer and you go to see a house and you like it and you spend all the time getting pre-approved and working with an agent to put an offer together and thinking about the terms and crossing your fingers and hoping for the best, and then to find out you are one of, you know, let's not say 30, but maybe four other offers, and your offer was not the one that was successful. Mm-hmm. And then you go and maybe repeat that experience another time, and you might want to think about getting a head start, you know, instead of waiting until April and finding yourself in that repetitive, competitive, multiple offer situation, getting out into the market now. Ryan, I'm sure you're working with buyers now that are looking at properties that are just trying to get a jump on things.
Yeah. No, I actually, It's funny you mentioned the spring market. I have working with a buyer who's actually closing next week. His new purchase was contingent on the sale of his house. And I was telling him, you know, if you were looking, you know, 8 months ago in the spring market, you probably didn't stand a chance in getting this house just because of all the multiple offers. But we are closing next week, so he's excited.
And so by contingent, you mean he had to sell his existing house
to purchase the new home.
Right. And so many people fall into that particular category. Now, there are ways that we can help them around that, and that's why they should reach out to real estate professionals for guidance relative to that. But so this, we've been talking about when people can control the situations and they decide when they're going to go out into the marketplace to either purchase their home or to put a house on the market. But we know that life circumstances occur, and we can't control all of those things. You know, some of us have had family members who, you know, we've lost, and as a result, there's a property that then becomes something that the family has to contend with during a difficult situation or a difficult time in their life, and it just adds kind of a question mark. You know, Matt, we've talked about this in terms of our role as problem solvers. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say you get a call from a family member who's lost a parent or a sibling, and they need to do something with that property. What's the first thing that you tell them?
Yeah, first I always say to contact their attorney, you know, speak to somebody that actually knows the laws and what you're able to do. A lot of cases, I've had a couple questions asked in the last week or so about divorce and you know, can I sell right now? And, you know, you really have to talk to your, you know, or be advised by an attorney in the state of New York to know exactly what's the right steps to take, and then you go from there.
Those are two really good examples of life circumstances where real estate is involved. You know, typically there's a household involved, and if a couple is splitting because of divorce, sometimes the primary asset is the home. And while they need to reach out to their attorneys for legal advice, Ryan, I would think it would be helpful for them to have an understanding of how much the property might be worth. And that's something that, as real estate professionals, we can guide people with.
Yeah, of course. You know, all those times you mentioned, they're stressful as it is. So, but yeah, feel free to give, you know, any licensed professional, real estate agent, a call. Have them come out, sit down with them. You know, give them an hour of your time if you have it, and have them, you know, really do a comparative market analysis to see what your house, you know, can go for in the given market.
And that is what differentiates something that you might be able to find online, a Zestimate, when we use that term Zestimate, that comes from Zillow. Even Zillow identifies here in Erie County that the accuracy of their estimates is rather weak compared to information that they have in other areas. You know, we're not one of the largest metropolitan areas where they have so much aggregate data where they can have real accurate estimates. So in their own rating system, I think they rate themselves about a 1 out of 4 in Erie County in terms of the value of that information. We do have some valuation tools that we can provide to prospective clients, but when you actually sit down with someone with a CMA and you've actually provided actual data of houses that have closed that are comparable to the particular subject property that we're talking about, that gives a greater level of certainty of the value of the home, doesn't it, Matt?
Yeah, and that can also be used, you know, in court, or that holds weight, you know, just like a bank appraisal does the same. So, yeah, that's really the piece that you do need when you're going through, you know, that situation to prove value, to show, you know, whether it's family member or, you know, your you know, spouse or whatever, that this is the current market value at this time.
Yeah, and even in those estate situations, sometimes a family member wants to purchase the house.
Absolutely.
And they don't know what it might be worth, or they don't understand some of the laws and the requirements about transferring property. And and you as professionals can be so helpful in those difficult times helping people.
And we have a network of, you know, attorneys and lenders, right, and you know, vendors that we work with regularly. So if you don't have a particular attorney or, you know, the professional that you need for the right advice, just give us a call. We can help you.
Terrific. And if people wanted to reach out to you again, how would they reach you, Matt?
Best way to reach me is my cell, 716-908-5033. You can also email me at matthew.paul at huntrealestate.com. I have a website with Hunt. I have a personal website, MatthewJPaulRealEstate.com, and I'm on social media. So feel free to reach out, whatever is easiest for you.
Terrific. And Ryan?
Yeah, by phone, 716-946-3729. By email, ryan.devin, D-E-V-I-N, at huntrealestate.com, or by social media.
And so we talked about kind of the negative life experiences or circumstances that can occur to people. But there's other reasons, very positive reasons, why people have changes in their life. You know, the birth of a child, their families expanding, adoption of a child, weddings where, you know, people might have had individual households and they're combining them into one. So it's not all, you know, unfortunate circumstances. But sometimes people want to plan those things out. Couples engaged, there's all sorts of expense associated with the wedding and the planning and all of that. And then in the background, there's this big question mark about where are we going to live and when do we start the process? And if we have two homes to sell, you know, how do we time the sale of those two homes with the purchase? So there's a lot of things that people need to navigate. Mm-hmm. And we talk about being problem solvers. Ryan, how do you start with people? Is it a matter of, you know, talking about one property, selling one property and then the other property? Or do you have a system that you use? Or is it really going to be unique and identifiable to the individual circumstances?
Yeah, it is pretty unique. You know, every sale of a house is different. Every, you know, person's life is different. So you really do need to sit down with a professional and kind of narrow in on their exact needs.
And you do that by meeting with people?
Yes.
I imagine that you're available to meet with people evenings, weekends. This is a business, you guys said, right, before, you're entrepreneurs. You don't come from the, you know, the corporate 9-to-5 world.
Yep, full time.
And I imagine you, that despite the weather this weekend, you'll probably be, you know, assisting people, helping them in their search. There's a lot of ways that you can help people with electronic searches. So if they don't want to go out today and look at properties, they could reach out to you and you could assist them by sending them some information about listings, houses that are on the market, or if people are interested and listing their homes themselves, you could begin to set up the appointments with them to get the ball rolling. What would be the one piece of advice that you would give to people right now, Ryan?
Start looking. You know, if you're a buyer, get out there. Just even if you're not ready, just get your, you know, feet wet. See the houses out there. Get familiar with the market. If you're a seller, you know, it's a great time. The buyers are out there. Yeah. It's never too early to start looking, at least.
Terrific. And Matt, again, where is your property in Cambria, if people are interested?
It's 4990 Upper Mountain Road, right off of the 93.
Sounds like a great property. And Ryan, you've got that listing down in Ellicottville that we talked about earlier. What's the property address again?
Yeah, it's 85 Wildflower, right across from Holiday Valley.
Okay, well, it's been super interesting having you guys here. It's always great to have what I would consider youth and enthusiasm, although you're both very mature men. I appreciate you both being here today. I know that if anybody reaches out to you, they're going to be in great hands. Ryan, we're super happy to have you at the Hunt Williamsville Village office. You've been with Hunt, but you're a great asset to the village office. And Matt, since you've joined us, you've made such a great impact in the village. So thank you for joining us today. This is Susan Ballard, wishing you a great day. And know when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.